This is Twit.
So if you guys remember back in the days, there was pretty much my most impactful form of education was, you know, using some of those videos that did some kind of deep application. And it showed you how the principles can uproot your foundational knowledge. But it's sometimes hard to find that content. You know, where are you going to go? Where are you going to get it? How are you going to learn from it? So Netflix kind of does it for us today, interesting enough. It not only delivers entertainment, but it also kind of does it at the click of a button. And it gives us the ability, you know, they also gives it the ability to curate that content to our interests and sometimes our needs using AI. So I think organizations and even education needs this more. The good news is that technologies are actually emerging in this space to accomplish this. They're using AI and machine learning to solutions to now aggregate, curate, and personalize learning processes and content. In fact, there was an interesting quote by the former CEO of GE, Jack Welch, and he said that an organization's ability to learn and translate that learning into action rapidly is the ultimate competitive advantage. So if you kind of base it on the data, I think that Mr. Welch was actually correct. In high-performing organizations, employees are actually 4 times more likely to share their newly acquired knowledge with coworkers and actually making them more effective and impactful to the business. This means we need to find a better way to get the right data and the right content to the individuals more effectively. In fact, we're actually starting to see it in organizations today where they're building up large catalogs of data to bring and content to kind of bring that information to their employees and kind of speed up the application, the learning of that information. So for instance, Amazon is actually internally has this amazing wiki, an internal site where you kind of walk through all of their topics. And it shows you related videos, and it talks about new concepts and ideas, and they're constantly sharing that information across the board. So it's something that I think really organizations need more. G-Bird, is this something that enterprise organizations should start talking about and start implementing themselves?
Well, it's either the enterprise needs to do it or the government does. I've actually sent proposals to I'm having a real hard time remembering things today. I guess I'm getting old. But basically, there is a White House office, or at least there was a White House office, that was handling things like, you know, digital issues, internet issues, technology issues. So I actually ran into them on Twitter and sent them a proposal saying, hey, the open source community, you know, for things like Linux and things like that, have a very good curating process. And oh my God, it looks just like peer review. Gee, it is peer review. Wouldn't it be great if we had an open source way of publishing papers? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is academic papers, whether it's by private sector or academia or industry, are always way more up to date than anything that's printed, even something that's printed online. And so if you want something that's really, really up to date, direct on the subject matter, you try to go to one of these databases. But oops, because of the, you know, the way things are working, libraries have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for these on database. In fact, you know, postdocs and graduate students actually have to pay to get their articles published in theory because, you know, there's going to be a true academic looking at their paper and posting reviews and then goes on to the database. So what I'm saying is, gee, wouldn't it be great if we had some sort of AI mechanism that could go through and help sort not only the really new stuff, you know, like academic papers, industry papers, and so forth, but also things that have been published on the web and start categorizing them. So Netflix for Education. Well, it's actually more than just that. I would love to see a better categorization, a better curation of this, so that I could go and say, hey, I'm interested in, say, Peltier coolers, you know, I want to go and get some more information. But if I do a Google search, I get besieged by spam on people selling them. No, I want to learn how they work. I want to learn how to set them up and create my own little cooler. But that doesn't exist. So what these folks are saying is, gee, wouldn't it be nice if we start using some of this new AI to create a curation service and, you know, maybe do a better job than the search facility on Netflix. What do you think, Lou? You think we need such a thing?
I do. And, you know, there's actually interesting is there's a lot of organizations today that actually have this these service capabilities like Microsoft Stream and other services. I think JJ484 actually pointed that out. And they actually can go through your video and produce analytics on it and produce content information and produce a dialogue on it and, you know, put it out there. And there's also a lot of crawling engines that, you know, academia crawling engines that can kind of go out and pull up content just like you're talking about. You know, these type of knowledge bases, and they can pull up people have published and connect that up to other content locations. And of course, other academia that also have their online courses, and Microsoft has their Virtual Academy and Channel 9. These are all technology related, but, you know, there's a lot of areas around math and technology that's out there today. So I do agree. I think that, you know, the next set of startups that can use artificial intelligence and machine learning to help you curate this data and bring it together into a more consumable size of information, I think that's going to be the next thing for education, even for especially for organizations internally that need to learn new things and keep them moving and keeping themselves up on technology and other topics. I definitely think this is something that we need to do. Now, let's hope we can figure out how to do that in the coming days.